It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in this neck of the woods, swing by the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Pop in, say hello, and meet all of the staff. The food is fantastic. It's just well worth a visit. The White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in this part of the world, well, may we also recommend the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? This particular person who contacted us, as you will hear for obvious reasons, we're just going to refer to as Garda. Okay, that's it. Garda, end of. And you will understand why. I am a Garda in North Dublin, and I'm honestly sick of being called a traitor just for doing my job. Last week, my partner and I were called to a fight in an estate in North County Dublin, involving a group of Irish people and some foreign nationals. As soon as we stepped in, we were shouted at and called traitors, with people saying, "We only protect foreign nationals." The truth is, we're only doing our job. We don't make immigration policy. We just deal with whatever calls we're sent to. Plenty of Gardaí have their own opinions on immigration, but when we're in uniform, that is irrelevant. We are there to do a job. And basically, this particular Garda that we're just going to refer to as Garda is sick and tired being called a traitor just for doing his job. He says, well, actually, I don't even know if it's a he or a she. It could be either, actually. Plenty of Gardaí have their own opinions on immigration, but when we're in uniform, that's irrelevant. People have no respect for Gardaí anymore, and it's getting worse, says Garda. Take it up with the government if you have an issue with immigration. Stop taking it out on us, not the Gardaí, who are just trying to keep the peace. So that is from one of our listeners. And as I said, we are just referring to this person as Garda. And it's a very, very rare thing for us to get any sort of any sort of communication from a member of Garda Síochána.
Like, even straight away, as soon as we ask, would they come on? No. Are they not allowed to do media? Or is it I assume they're probably not, are they? Because I don't think the most we've ever had on is like a wife of a guard.
I spoke to a retired guard once, but not an actively serving member of Garda Síochána.
Is there a policy, though?
There must be.
They can't talk to media.
Yeah, I imagine there is. You might hear a guard doing a crime desk on a radio station. That would be okay because it's literally reading facts. But no, are they allowed to go on radio and give their opinions? No, probably not. But anyway, that's what I'm saying. It is extremely unusual. In fact, I genuinely can't remember the last time we were contacted by a member of Garda Síochána about anything, to be quite honest with you. So, Garda, thank you very much indeed, firstly, for contacting us. But secondly, his argument is we're just doing our job. We're not enforcing government immigration policy. We are literally, if they're manning a protest, they have to keep the two sides of a protest apart. They get called traitor because, for example, if there's an anti-immigration protest and a counter-protest in Dublin, the Gardaí have to stand in between the two of them.
Yeah.
Anti-immigrants would call them traitors because, what, you're not allowed to feck bricks at the other protesters. I wouldn't be a Garda for all the tea in China. I'd say
it's a difficult job.
It is a difficult job. There's no doubt about it.
Like every industry, there's good and bad everywhere. There were things, videos I saw, and I remember we covered it extensively. This isn't to tar all guards, because let's face it, I know guards from, haven't done Garda slots throughout the years and radio. The previous fella? Mm-hmm. He was lovely. Very, very nice guy. And so I don't think it's fair to tar them all, but there are a lot of corrupt Gardaí.
Yeah. Are there though? Is that a reason? Because there are some corrupt.
I remember seeing videos of an elderly man being manhandled by some power mad, egotistical shit of a guard, and I'll never forget it. And the man was literally thrown like a bag of rubbish into a skip, flung out of way. And you're like, no, obviously they're there to just do a job, and that's fine. Mm. You know, you have to do a job, you have a job, do that job. But there's no need to get power mad and abuse society. And like I said, this isn't all guards, most guards, any guards I've ever had dealings with, I've never had any in trouble sense. But any guards I've ever spoken to, they seem to be, you know, very nice and very good at what they do. But
I agree with you. There are some bad eggs in An Garda Síochána, but that's mm-hmm. not really what this conversation is about. This conversation is about, and I'll go back to exactly what he said. He says, we were called out to a fight in an estate in North County Dublin involving a group of Irish people and some foreign nationals. As soon as we stepped in, we were shouted at and called traitors, with people saying we only protect foreign nationals. Now, I should imagine the guards arrived, there's a scrap going on, there's foreigners here, there's Irish lads here, the guards break it up, but the Irish lads would fling the word traitor at them because that's they broke up the
fight. I have to be careful to say his name. I spoke to this guy on the phone. He told me about what happened. I was like, what actually happened in that incident? And he said there was a group of Irish people were having, it was only recently when the weather was good, he's like, there was a bit of a garden party going on in the estate. Then they went out the front, were sitting at the front, and a foreigner who lives on the road, a row broke out, something to do with, there was something said, and one, you know, when drinks involved, something is brought. So basically the guards were called because there was a scuffle going on and there was fists thrown and everything. But he said as soon as he separated the fight and took the foreign national person to the side to mm-hmm. make, he said he was literally getting kind of a statement off him about what happened. And yous are traitor pigs, yous are traitor pigs. Like, I don't agree with that. That's not
right.
What
do they expect the guards to do? To stand there and say here, go. Irish lads, go on, beat the shit out of them. No, they're not going to do that. They're
but
there.
But I do understand at the same time why, when you hear stories like the story, now I'm not, again, not all guards, but Margaret Loftus there in the case of the domestic abuse by the guard. You know, these people are supposed to protect and enforce and then you hear things
Casey, the conversation isn't about the bad eggs in An Garda Síochána. There are some. I actually had an interaction with some bad egg guards about 20 years ago. It's a very, very, very long story, but I did. But I don't tar all the guards
but
with the
guards
one brush because
the guards who say nothing and let it happen are just as bad. So if I were a guard and I saw my colleague manhandling an elder, or anyone, by the way, and actually at the time there was a woman, I remember a picture of a woman's face being bloody because she was thrown into a pole during the water protest, and I just thought, that's despicable. But I would not be able to.
Not an easy job though.
You're complicit if you don't speak up. If you are a guard and you witness something that's not right, then you should be holding your colleague to account. It's not, you can't let.
Okay, but let me talk about this Garda, and we're just referring to this individual as Garda. And as I said, it's the very first time in my recollection that we've ever been contacted by a member of the force. And basically, he's just sick and tired, or she, because I actually don't know.
It's him.
It's him, okay. I don't know. I can understand how he's annoyed that he's out there trying to do a job and he constantly gets called a traitor just for enforcing the
and
law.
And that's hard because he is. And he actually said to me on the phone, believe it or not, Katie, I actually don't agree with what's been done in this country. But he said, I'm not allowed to say that, which I felt for him because he said, he was talking about the fuel protests and the blockades. And he was like, I actually agree. Do you remember it then became Irish is for the Irish thing? And
it was hijacked a bit.
Yeah, it stopped being about fuel and then it started being about everything else and immigration. And he was saying, I actually agree with a lot of people and what they're saying. And, you know, he said,
But they still had a job to do. Yeah, when their bosses say you have to go in and break up that protest, or you have to go in and clear O'Connell Street, or whatever,
you have the right to put your hand on someone unless they're putting their hands on you. There is never an excuse for going over and picking somebody up and shoving them roughly. Like, I mean, at the same time, they're still human beings; they're not pieces of rubbish or bags of trash for you to fling around the place as you see fit.
And our number.
People, and don't forget, people, there are a lot of people in today's society, and you might think it's all over the top BS and all that, and it's propaganda and stuff. But there are people in today's society who are genuinely scared.
No, no, I get that. I get that. But again,
and they don't feel like they can rely
on this,
the guards.
This guard, this guard and his partner were called traitors for breaking up a fight and not taking the side of the Irish people. They didn't take
ridiculous.
Any side.
And any guards I've had dealing with, thankfully I've never been in trouble, but any guards I've had dealing with through professional things or work or whatever, they've all been lovely. And I'm sure 99.9% of the guards are really good people. But there are, unfortunately, a small cohort who have been captured on video, and it doesn't portray them in a very good light. And it makes people question, well, if something goes wrong, how are we going to be protected if this is how people are being treated?
Okay, well, what would you say then to this message from Keith? Gardaí are afraid to speak out about their superiors because their superiors will set them up. Just look at Garda Maurice McCabe. Now, in other words, sometimes you can have a boss that just tells you to keep your gob shut. Just don't open your mouth. Don't speak. Don't complain. Let's all stick together. The bottom line is that, yeah, some guards are probably afraid to speak out. Does that make them as bad? But again, this isn't about the... This is more a conversation about whether or not people respect on guard, as
you
call it.
Do you have respect, or has stuff... Because I know people... I think a lot of the respect for the guards started... decreasing, let's say, I think around the time of the water protests, because things were so contentious. But people were acting like assholes as well at the same time. I mean, you can protest without, you know, going onto people's property and causing trouble. Like, there was, on both sides, it was just mad. But there were videos going around of people just being handled in ways that they shouldn't have been handled. You know,
I could argue there were examples of people treating the Gardaí in ways they don't deserve to be treated.
Absolutely, that's not okay. And I do believe that young people nowadays, like when I was a kid, I would have been terrified to even look sideways at a guard. Where I think teenagers now don't give two shits.
All right, our question is, do you have respect for the Gardaí, or do you think, as some do, that they're just puppets of the government? Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. This is Keith to get things going today.
Well, two guards being called traitors and they don't like it, because when they turn up to a protest and they start dancing on elderly people and children and pepper spraying them and not giving two flying fucks what they're fucking doing. What do they expect, fucking roses to be thrown at their feet when they walk out the next time? Like, the people haven't retaliated much against the guards over the years, because the guards are very easy to bait them in off the streets. But you know, where you had Fat Rabbit here yesterday, like fucking talking about going to the Republic of Congo and, you know, recruiting like Congolese for the army. What's the guards going to do then? You give them fucking animals guns. They can't even fucking look after their own country. Yes, I'm making it about migrants again today, but the guards are on the side of the migrants and not their own fucking people. Because they take order from old Ursula and our pet dog, Micheál.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
Well, how you doing?
Good, thanks, Ed. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I think after a few protests, and I was involved in some of them. I wasn't up in Dublin, or I wasn't on any of the poor, I found out, but I wasn't involved in some of the smaller ones. We lost an awful lot of respect for the guards in rural Ireland.
Why?
For the simple fact is, they stood against us. They went out in the cold, young leather tractors, the bats of them, they God knows what, pepper spray children, when there was no need for the
town. Sorry to cut across, yeah, there was one example that I'm aware of a child being pepper sprayed. One example
of that. There was at least three or four examples of young lads, 17, 18, 19 years of age, getting pulled out of tractors and then getting hammered by yards for no reason. No apparent reason anyway.
And that's fine. And like I said, one example of that. But again, tell me why you lost respect for the guards during that time.
Why couldn't they stand with us?
But they have instructions.
Just because they got an order.
But hang on. Any job you work in, you get given an order, you follow through on that order. If you don't do that, you're marched out the door.
That's true.
Yeah, so...
That's true, but they have took an oath, have they not?
Yes, they have. I don't know the exact wording of the Garda oath, but it's not to stand with the people and ignore the orders of your superiors. I mean, that's ridiculous. So what did you want? Did you want the Gardaí to resign en masse, to walk out the door, to say, we're not listening to you, we're not following your instructions?
I'm not saying resign, but sure, couldn't have had a blue flu. They've done it before. They're not allowed to protest, but they can all call in sick, can't they?
Yeah, they can, and they have done on one or two occasions. But again, you believe that the guards should just walk off the job?
Yeah. I believe at the time of the field protest, the Gardaí that were being sent down to the apparent blockades, as the government called them, should have said, oh, sorry, I'm sick, I can't go down.
I know, but realistically, a guard isn't going to do that.
But why not?
That's taking a political stance. They're there to do a job. And the Garda Commissioner, Justin Kelly, at one point obviously felt to himself, this has to stop, these protests have to stop, we've had enough, we had a graduated response, and guards, I want you to go in and clear this place and that place and the other place. They literally were doing their job, and yet you've lost respect for them. You might have been one of the people that shouted traitor at them.
I never once, and I never heard of any instances where there was abuse given to Gardaí at the field protest.
There was. I saw videos myself. I saw videos of guards being called traitors on several different videos.
Okay, now, so answer this. Why were the 1,500 guards sent in on that night onto O'Connell Street?
To clear O'Connell Street?
Yeah, why were the 1,500?
I don't know.
Why that amount?
I don't know why that was an operational decision made. I don't even know if you're right. I'm just taking your word for it. But that was an operational decision by the higher-ups in An Garda Síochána. I don't get the point you're trying to make. They were sent in to do a job, clear O'Connell Street, get them out of there, and let's get back to life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So did you genuinely expect members of the force to say, no, I'm not doing that?
Yeah, okay. I did.
And what would the end result of that be? They'd be fucked out of the police force.
So the way you got fucked out of the police force for calling in sick, for being sick on a day?
No. I'm talking about that night when O'Connell Street was cleared. Did you, and the guards are on duty. Did you want them to say, no, Garda Commissioner, I'm not doing that? Did you?
Well, I would expect some backlash.
Okay, so you believe that the guards are well, I'm trying to understand what you believe. A Garda doing his job.
I believe that the excuse of I'm just doing my job is not good enough.
The excuse I'm not doing my job is not good enough, and as a result,
I'm just doing my job. So I'm just following orders.
So you want members of the police force to take a political stance on something?
Sometimes, yeah, they do need to say, hold on a minute, I don't agree with this.
But then if you get a different job, if you don't agree with it?
Well then, get a different job.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please, Ed. Our number is 085-825-2626. He lost respect for the guards.
There from another guard, which is, I'm just waiting for Amanda to... Actually, I don't think he's answered yet. To verify if this person is a guard before I read out this message, because it's quite strongly worded. But I just... So if this is true and this person is a guard, this is interesting. I'm actually going to send it to you here to have a look at yourself.
Okay.
And you can decide. Just take a look there at that message. And we're trying to verify here if... Oh, hang on. Just have to get an answer there. We'll see if we... I don't think we'll get him on, but...
No, you won't get him on.
Well, yeah, because the first thing he says in his message is, do not read out my name.
Hmm. Okay, do not... actually, it says, do not read out this message.
Oh, it does. Can we read it out for not reading out his name? We can, can't we?
Well, it actually says, I'm also a guard in North Dublin. Do not read out this message. Why did they send the message in the first place then?
I don't know.
Let me just have a quick look at it.
I mean, there's nothing libel in it.
Okay.
He's not coming on. He's after telling Amanda. I don't know what the problem is.
Maybe that was meant to say, do not read out my name. We're not going to read out your name. But okay. It does actually say, do not read out this message.
Because this person isn't identifiable.
Okay. I am absolutely sick of dealing with horrible people in my job, and all the troublemakers are Irish. The foreign nationals are far nicer to deal with. I hate the Irish public after the stuff I have dealt with. I actually feel so sorry for some foreign nationals in this country. The Irish public need to learn some respect. When their houses are robbed or they are mugged, who will they call? Bunch of ungrateful animals in Ireland. Now I can see why this guard didn't come on. bunch of ungrateful animals in our society. The people need to stop taking their racist bullshit out on us. I hate dealing with them. What do you make of that, Ed? From a Garda.
I don't think he should be guard. Speaking like that, he should not be a guard.
Well, he's not speaking publicly. I doubt he goes into his superintendent and says that, but he's actually speaking his mind.
So he's saying that all Irish people are racist.
No, that's not what he said. No, that's not what he said. He said that
maybe the one thing he says with our racist.
He said,
I'll tell you one thing, I'm not a racist.
Okay, he said
all
the troublemakers that he deals with are Irish.
I'm actually in disbelief because Amanda's after speaking to him and he is 100% a guard. When I read that first, I thought that's someone messing.
Hmm. He says, the foreign nationals are far nicer to deal with. I hate the Irish public after the stuff I've dealt with. I actually feel sorry for foreign nationals in this country. The Irish public need to learn some respect. Does that add to your dislike of the force, Ed?
That it does. Now, I'll come out and say it now. I am totally against any guard getting called traitors. Or getting stuff thrown at them, any of that stuff, I am totally against that. But the fact is, the excuse of I'm just doing my job doesn't fly anymore.
What sort of work do you work at yourself, Ed?
I'm a truck driver.
You're a truck driver. And your boss...
I drive a truck during the day,
yeah.
And I'm a farmer as well.
Okay,
I farm
good man.
In the evening and
good
the weekend.
Man. Good man. So, do you drive a truck for yourself or do you work for somebody?
I work for somebody.
Okay, so that somebody says, Ed, we want you to drive to Cork and collect something and come back to Dublin.
I'm very triggered. Are you not triggered by that message? It's after triggering me. And you obviously won't come on. Are you not triggered by that?
Obviously he's not going to come on, Casey, for God's sake.
I know that, but I find that highly insulting. So I have never been in trouble with the law. And I hate the Irish public after stuff I've dealt with. Foreign nationals are far nicer to deal with. Like, you hate the Irish public. How can you put everyone in the same bracket? Like, how? I'd love if he'd come on.
He's not going to come on.
If
Katie.
I offer him an interview afterward, voice disguise, can we do that?
He's not going to come on. Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad, guys. Love the podcast.
Oh, thanks very much. Really appreciate that, Brian. What I heard from Ed there is ever since the fuel protests, he doesn't respect the guards. They don't have to follow instructions. They can ignore them if they want.
Well, they do have to follow the instructions. And I would say as well, not as many people supported the fuel protest as Ed or the fuel protest people would like to make out. I mean, I know it's kind of off topic, but in the by-election there in Galway, the Fine Gael candidate won, like the sitting government party won. And that was only a few weeks after the fuel protest. But that's maybe the guards were representing the Irish people, because I've actually a feeling if you did a poll, the majority of the Irish people probably did support them unblocking the refineries.
I would agree with you. I think certainly a large portion of the population supported them in doing that. But listening to Ed, he believes that, you know, when it came to clearing O'Connell Street or whatever, that the guards who didn't agree with it should have just said, no, I'm not doing that. No, sorry, super, I'm not doing that.
well, then, as you said, they'd simply lose their job. You know what I mean? And how can the guards know what the majority of people believe? Do you know what I mean? The guards can't know what the consensus of Ireland is, so they are just doing their job. They were told we need to go and block O'Connell Street.
And regardless of the consensus, when you are a policeman or woman and you are given an instruction, it is your duty to follow that instruction.
Exactly, yeah. And like it's the same as what happened up in the north there where your man nearly got beheaded. I mean, everyone knows, yeah, it's really wrong. It shouldn't happen. People have a right to be angry. But at the same time, what do you want the police to do? Just allow you to burn down all of Belfast? Like, there has to be a line when you say, no, like, this can't continue.
Well, Ed, what do you say to that? There has to be a line where you say this can't continue. And if that's the instruction from the upper echelons of An Garda Síochána, then you just have to go along with it.
Adrian, can I go back to the point you were making that if I was being sent to Cork, I could just refuse that? I will give you a scenario.
Sorry, Ed.
No. Now, listen to me.
You just said you could refuse that.
No, yeah? Sorry. I will give you a scenario, right? I have to adhere to the tachograph laws, which is my hours. If my boss was to turn around and say to me, Ed, I need you to drive to Cork and back, but I only have 3 hours left for my cab. I can't do that legally.
Yeah, because it's against the law.
That is an order from my boss.
Yeah, but
I will refuse that order.
You will refuse that order because it's against the law. That's fine. That's completely different. And at least you have a reason for turning it down. You're asking members of the Gardaí to turn down an order because they don't believe in that order, not because it's breaking the law. In fact, it could be argued it's enforcing the law.
What law was broken with the blockade, as the government called it?
You can't blockade a private business. You can't decide that a private business is not allowed to operate because you won't have a protest. Like, the Whitegate Refinery is a private business at the end of the day. But by your definition, am I allowed to blockade your farm, park in front of your truck and decide that's my protest?
Yes, you've done before. When it's the interest of the state where that's when the government comes in try to come in and to enforce the law then.
Hold on.
If I had a person that goes and blocks the gate into my farm, because this has happened, you call the Gardaí, watch the Gardaí say, oh, nothing got to do with us. That is a civil matter. It's a civil matter if you block a private company's entrance. Not a legal matter, civil matter. It's the difference.
Okay, but when it is blocking a piece of essential infrastructure in Ireland to the point that fuel prices started shooting through the roof because people couldn't get petrol, that's a completely different...
Come on now. The price of fuel has gone way up before that.
But hang on.
It was gone up before that.
Hang on, Ed. There were fuel shortages in parts of the country because it couldn't get out of the refinery. Do you expect that situation to be allowed to continue?
Sometimes that's what has to happen.
Okay, but again...
Do you think we will listen to the fuel protest?
Okay, again, I don't really want to argue about the fuel protest again a couple of months later. My main question is, you believe that the Gardaí should have point-blank refused to follow their orders to clear protests, and as a result, you've lost all respect for them. Is that right?
Yes. I believe that if they consciously didn't agree with the orders they were given, they should refuse them.
And then what they could have refused, and then let's just say, I don't know, the fire brigade service ran out of fuel, and then there was a fire, and a lot of people died in the fire because the fire brigade couldn't respond, and then they'd all call them traitors. You allowed my loved one to die in that fire. You're a traitor.
Hold on now, Brian. There was plenty of people around ambulance services that had come out and said they had no issue with fuel. So it was hauliers that said, if any emergency services need fuel, contact us. We will give you fuel. What do you say to that now?
I do understand how, like, we're kind of talking about the fuel protest here. Like, I understand how hard it's become for farmers and truckers. I do support the idea of the fuel protest. Yes, fuel is too expensive.
You don't know how bad it's got for us. They brought in the fuel rebate, right? I am not eligible for the fuel rebate.
Sorry to cut across. I really don't want to thrash out the whole fuel protest all over again. My question is, in fact, the guy who contacted us in the first place, and we're just calling him Garda, he's pissed off that Irish people keep referring to them as traitors because they don't do what you want them to do, because they don't take the side of Irish people, they don't take where it comes to foreign nationals, and in your case, they didn't take the side of the protesters because they implemented orders from their superiors. That's the point of this conversation, and you've lost all respect for that very reason.
I have lost respect for them.
Okay, stay with me for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me bring in more of your opinions on this, and they're literally flying in here. This is Henry.
Yeah, the guard is right. I mean, the amount of crap they have to put up with every day from people, you know, and all that. Like, I mean, only last week there I read that a guard was acquitted for assaulting a teenager during a street fight, and the teenager that he supposedly assaulted was armed with brass knuckles, and the judge apparently threw the case out of court for the teenager armed with brass knuckles. I mean, like, what else would he be wearing brass knuckles for? He's not wearing them for the good of his health, is he?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I've just been a bit quiet in the background there because I was actually speaking to the guy who sent us
that message.
Yeah. So obviously he's not going to come on.
Yeah,
he's not going to come on. He's very outspoken. Let's say his exact words to me were, "I'm not coming on, so all those scumbags can have a go at me."
But he's not going to come on anyways. He can say that all he likes. He's not going to come on.
Yeah, so he's making out that.
And in fact, it would be
like, imagine calling
it would be an instruction from the Gardaí that Gardaí can't speak publicly. For him to come on would literally be doing exactly what we're talking about, ignoring orders.
But you could come on anonymously. I offered him voice disguise and he says, "No, I'm not coming on for your scumbag listeners to tear me apart." There's what he thinks of the people he's serving. There's the contempt he has for the people he's serving. What do you say to that?
He is sick of dealing with horrible people in his job.
I'm sorry, but no, if you are a scumbag,
he didn't say that. That's not what he said.
Coming on to have your scumbag listeners tear me apart. When has he ever met any of our listeners?
He said in his message, "I'm absolutely sick of dealing with horrible people in my job. All of the troublemakers are Irish." That's what he said. He didn't say troublemakers.
Like that for help. Could you imagine going to a guard like that for help or compassion of some sort? That's what you're met with.
By the way, this podcast, as I've said so many times, is called Opinions Matter, and you may not agree with the guard.
His job is to serve and protect.
And he has to make that opinion known in an anonymous way for obvious reasons. Okay, Chloe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Chloe?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great, thanks, Chloe. What did you want to say on this?
On this matter, you have to remember the Irish Gardaí are no longer simply peacekeepers. They now answer to the EU directives. There's nothing in the Irish Proclamation which serves as the basis for our constitution for immigration. There's nothing that serves for asylum seekers. It's for the people and citizens of Ireland. They are not citizens. And to the guard calling us animals, we don't hate all Gardaí. We hate the ones that are publicly coming out and saying they hate us like him. How can he demand respect of us when he won't even respect the OT sport?
Okay, but the reality of it is we don't know who he is, so you could meet him tomorrow. And
so you're not offended by that? You don't find that highly, highly, highly offensive? What he said in his words, the people he's supposed to serve.
One second. What he said in his message was, "I'm absolutely sick of dealing with horrible people in my job, and the troublemakers are Irish." He didn't say the Irish are troublemakers.
But you're selecting that one one part of it. He goes on to
the
say
the foreign nationals are far nicer to deal
and
with.
The next line,
I hate the Irish public after the sort of stuff I've dealt with.
You're selective from what you're
so
putting
he hates the Irish
there.
Public. Adrian, answer me this.
Hate
how
the
can
Irish
you
public.
Put on that uniform and serve the Irish public he hates?
Now, if I were him and I had that attitude, I'd probably pack in the job, if I'm to be honest with
that's
you.
That's what he should do.
No, to be fair, when I was talking to him, he was like, oh, I'm waiting to get something else so I can leave because I'm sick of dealing with the Irish scumbags.
Yeah,
but imagine
who can blame him? I wouldn't be a guard for all the tea in
Irish
China.
The Irish scumbags.
Yeah. Adrian, well, we don't have any.
Sorry, but we don't have any good Irish people. There's not all nationalities as scumbags.
Obviously,
but you're defending them. Oh.
No, I'm not defending
them. It's not just about foreign nationals.
I agree with you. It's not just about foreign nationals. But
guards aren't able to chase our own homegrown scumbags in case they crash and kill themselves and a guard gets
played. I agree.
Guards aren't able to chase the kids on scramblers, which are illegal, which Grace was killed over. They're not allowed to put a stop to that because if the child falls off the scooter, they get sued.
I agree.
So hands are tied behind their back.
I'm not arguing the point.
You're saying I hate Gardaí.
No, and that's fine. Like I said, I have had my own issues with the guards in the past, but I don't brand them all with the one brush.
Defending. You are
I'm not defending anything.
You're making light of something he said that's very wrong.
As did the guard in City West when they called us all scumbags. They are allowed to paint us with one brush. That's it.
Okay, all I'm saying about this guard, I don't agree with what he's saying, okay? All I am saying is that's how he feels. That's his reality from doing his job.
He is a public servant.
I agree with you.
And
I would urge a public servant like that to go get a new job.
Retire.
Yeah, get out of there. Get out of there.
He is not fit for purpose.
And I wouldn't. I wouldn't be that Garda for all the tea in China. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I put their oath up on your comments. They make an oath to the Free State people of Ireland, not to any crown, not to any government. They make it to us, the people. They serve at the minister's pleasure who we elect.
Yeah, I agree. And on Garda Síochána means guardians of the peace.
Now,
that's what it means.
Also, Adrian, on top of that, you also have to look across a very small pond of water to the UK. The Pakistani grooming gangs are not allowed to cause that in the UK in case the government are branded as racist or it entices hatred. I mean, now there's being politically correct, and we were warned about this by an Emirati minister in Saudi Arabia in 2017. We do not know what we are allowing in here. And the guards go and stand in front of them and tell us we're all mad. Oh, we're just racist. We're not racist. We're scared. And it's not Islamophobia. It's extremismophobia.
Okay, and you've made that point repeatedly on this show. I don't know how you've dragged.
And
I don't know how you're dragging this conversation about people's respect.
That man brought nationality into it. That man brought nationality into it.
I don't know how you're dragging this into a conversation about Muslims, for God's sake. He didn't. He just said foreign nationals.
He said Irish scumbags. He literally brought Irish people into it.
I can't hear
Adrian,
both of you.
That was very presumptive of you. I never said anything about Islam.
I know from speaking,
which I consider extremist. I consider Zionism extremism.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Well, Robbie, what I'm hearing from people is they have lost a bit of respect from Garda Síochána for various different reasons.
I mean, most of the people who can't have no respect for them are probably criminals themselves, in my opinion. Not all of them, obviously. But, I mean, you look around, like that woman there, she was talking about, the guards are slaves to Europe and all that. But she thinks that Ireland is some sort of special jewel in Europe's crown. And there's 27 other nations, that are all answering, to the wants of the EU.
What's the point you're making?
Some people seem to think that other caller said that the guards have special, that they're slaves to the EU, that they don't represent Ireland anymore. I don't understand that.
I don't really myself. Chloe, can I go back to you about the guards and something that our very first caller said. He believes that if a guard doesn't agree with an order, say to break up a protest or whatever, that he or she should just say, I'm not doing that. Do you agree with that?
Well, comes down to a moral issue, and people need to keep food on the tables as well. So I understand why some guards do uphold the orders. But in order to answer the other caller just there who questioned me on why I say they're a slave to Europe, I'd like to answer that. Because we have our own sovereign constitution. We hadn't a foreign invader in this country for 800 years. And we signed ourselves up willingly to have all our own sovereignty taken from us. So that's why I don't think Ireland holds special privileges. We had our own constitution, which the EU can supersede. We didn't sign up for that.
Well, we actually did. We voted in referendum.
Well, we agreed to join the EU, Adrian, and what have we got for it?
We signed up for the Nice Treaty. We've signed up for every treaty that's been put our way.
Yeah, and what benefit have we gotten from that? Bar we're allowed to skip the Brits in the airport.
Well, that's a great advantage. You have to work out for yourself what you think we've gotten out of it. What I can see from a country across the water is how not being part of the European Union can completely fuck a country up. And a little country like Ireland... Hang on. A little country like Ireland, we would be a backwater in the middle of the Atlantic if we weren't part of the European Union for the last 50 years. We genuinely would. We'd be the most backward country in Europe.
Adrian, you're completely wrong. Like, on this you are, because you have to understand, we were able to sustain ourselves. We didn't need the EU. Yeah, we weren't as advanced as we are now, as you say, but the intelligence has always been there. This is the land of saints and scholars. We have always been renowned around the world as a peaceful people. But see all this triple lock they're trying to take away from Irish neutrality and everything else? That's all an EU directive. And Irish taxpayers do not have to
It's actually not an EU directive. This is a decision by the Irish government
is not an EU directive, Adrian.
The decision about the triple lock is nothing to do with any EU directive. It is the government deciding that they don't want Russia to be able to dictate to us when and where we can put our troops. That's it. It's as simple as that.
Adrian, that's not it at all.
It is.
Why do the UK keep saying we're Europe's weak spot because we're a peaceful nation? The UK are dying for Ireland to use the triple lock so they can put soldiers on our soil again. We fought that for long enough.
You're very, very confused about exactly what it is. But let me bring in more calls on this. Stay there for a second, please. Helen.
Katie, you're very wrong here. He's a guard. That's his job. But his morals is probably the same as you and me. He just has a different job and has to obey the rules of the job. Sometimes he mightn't like them, but he still has to obey them. I worked in childcare, didn't like the rules, some of the rules, but unfortunately, they were part of my job description and I had to do what I had to do. I eventually left it because I didn't like some of the values they had. He might leave eventually, but he's the same person as you and me, probably the same morals. Give him a break.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, I want to go back to the message from that guard that we read out a while ago who is... he says, I'm absolutely sick of dealing with the horrible people in my job and all the troublemakers are Irish. The foreign nationals are far nicer to deal with. I hate the Irish public after the stuff I've had to deal with. I actually feel so sorry for foreign nationals in this country. The Irish people, public need to learn some respect. That's the thrust of his message. And he's been on to us again and says, I wouldn't be allowed to go on the air. And I did say that. Even if I was, I wouldn't go on. Thank you for backing me up. You can see what our own homegrown people are like. Over and out. Can't listen to any more of your uneducated arsehole listeners. Scumbags. Thanks. North Dublin Garda. You don't expect him to come on, do you?
Oh.
Relax there.
Man.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you doing, Katie?
Good, thanks, John. What do you want to say?
Well, you see, this is what you're up against, you know. Now, you know, going back to your original of opening the podcast there, and I was reading a statement, he says, take it up with the government. No, you take it up with your superiors. The likes of Justin Kelly and what have you not. You know, you see, they're the ones that have the problem. You see, they're being told, as you said, from the top brass all the way down, to do this, to do that, and to do whatever the fuck they want to be told to do, or they will be chastised in every which way possible. So, you know, this is the problem, you see, Adrian. They're being told what to do. Now, well, not necessarily...
John, obviously they're being told what to do. That's the same in any bloody job.
It is, of course it is. But when you're told, Adrian, to do a job, you see, the Gardaí know quite well they're going against the Irish people. And there's a reason why a lot of Irish people have lost respect for the Gardaí. Because even the Gardaí have been caught on camera saying it. Look, we're just doing a job here. We're being told what to do. Not that we want to do it. You know, you see, you rewind back 10 years ago, 15 years ago in this country. There was none of this. There was none of this madness what's going on with mass immigration coming into the country. And, you know, them having to choose Irish over foreigners or foreigners over Irish, you know. There was none of this. You know, Ireland was a lot, you know, a better place back then. I know you always wish we could go back to, you know, at least 15 years back. Like, because what is it? It's an absolute kip of a country to live in now, the way things are going on. And I don't want to get back off the track there. You remember the Garda, Adrian, when the protests were on and she was filming herself. I don't know why she done it. She was from, I think, Kerry or Galway Garda
Station. Yeah, I do remember that, yep. What's the point for making?
Yeah, the point is that's the Gardaí that you're dealing with today.
No. Just like the guy who sent in that message a while ago.
Another asshole, yeah.
No. Yes. They're not all assholes. That's the whole point I'm trying to make here.
There's a lot of them that are assholes, Adrian. There really is, you know.
Let me ask you.
They're hating on us, you see. You see that North Dublin Garda there? They're hating on us because of what's happening in the country with the government allowing what's going on with immigration. And they're hating on us for it. This is not their fucking problem. And what the other girl there is saying about the EU, the only thing that the EU was ever doing for us, yes, they gave us a few quid, but here, we owe our bollocks to the EU. Our fisheries are not ourselves, and the farming is not ourselves. We're being quoted out of everything every day of the fucking week. Where the EU run us. They run us.
And can I ask you, John, do you think we'd be better off just like the Brits if we left?
I wish we would have just stayed the way what that girl said. We stayed on our own. At least we would have had our own fisheries. We would have had our own farm and fucking, you know, we would have had our own everything, you know, instead of being told what to do in our own country. And being told what to spend, you know, and then still own the bastards. I don't know how many. How much are we into now?
Okay.
Into the EU?
Let me go back to the point of the conversation about the Gardaí. Do you respect on Garda Síochána Síochána?
Not anymore, I don't, no.
Not
because because what I've seen and what they've done in the last few years, I've seen everything. You know, the people of Ireland have been protesting for fucking years now about the wrong that the government have been doing. And it's being sent off from the EU. The EU are telling, listen, you will be taken down whether you like it or not. Or you'll be fined €10,000 per person. It's what a load of shit. This Ireland is an absolute kit now. I wouldn't walk down O'Connor Street unless I have an M16, you know where I'm going here. I don't like to say it too much. But you have to protect yourself here in the Ireland. You didn't need to do this 15 years ago. We didn't have the problems that we had 15 years ago. You know, and it's very sad to see it. The kids can't get a fucking mortgage. The whole place is fucked. All because of this. But the Gardaí will blame us. They blame us. Oh, the foreigners are better to deal with. Are they? Fuck. They're lumping each other over every day of the week in town and knifing each other. How are they better to deal with? How are they better to deal with? You couldn't fucking write this stuff. I really hear it. I can't even believe what I'm hearing, you know. Boils me piss at us, honest to God. But there you go, guys.
All right, stay there for a second, John. Let me go to Lee. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lee?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
I think this boils down to people yet again. I've been on, I think it was the last, you had a podcast about the fuel protests and stuff. And unfortunately, you know, people are getting angry at the wrong people and people are being pitted against each other, which I hate to see. And it's really sad and disappointing. And unfortunately, you know, I feel for anyone to outright come out with a slur against anyone, whatever uniform they're in. And unfortunately, they're going to get the brunt because they're on the front line and they're in uniforms at the end of the day. And they're going to get us, unfortunately.
Okay, but your point is, we heard people earlier on saying, you know, members of the force should refuse orders.
Look, at the end of the day, could I afford to walk out of my job and pack it in? No. And that guard, which I don't agree, it's his opinion. I don't agree with his choice of wording on his opinion, but I feel that realistically, could anyone afford to walk out of a job and just pack it in that day?
Very few of us could. Absolutely.
So, like that. That's all well and good to say, but you can't necessarily do that realistically in life. You know what I mean? So that guy is waiting to, and I'm glad he is, because I don't think he should be in that job any longer by the choice of wording.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I agree with that, and I've even said that guy needs to get out of that job because it just doesn't suit him.
I think he's had a fair stint of it, and he's obviously at the end of his tether, and he's making the right choice to no longer be in that uniform.
Yeah, agreed.
But I also know a lot of good guards out there. I know a lot of guards that didn't have expressions on their faces that they wanted to be there, that they were happy to be there, but they had to do what they were basically told. And I know I'm going to say, oh no, they don't have to do what they're told. And I, like at the start of your podcast, Katie was making good points in terms of everyone basically is responsible for your actions. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, like any job, there's a minority that has let their force down and has badly represented
the
guard of force. So do I turn around and say, okay, that gives me the right to disrespect anyone in any job and call them a pig and traitor? No.
100%.
You know, at the end of the day, this boils down to respect and how you carry yourself and what your actions are responsible for.
Okay,
so
can you understand why two Gardaí actually have been in contact with us to basically say they're sick and tired of the way the public
Adrian,
are treating them for doing their job?
I wouldn't do the job if somebody paid me a million.
No,
there is no respect for guards anymore the way there used to be respect, right? So I'm not advocating and saying, oh, I love the guards. I'm not saying that. But thankfully, I've never been in trouble, and any dealings I've had with them has been grand.
And me, mostly.
Not a bother.
Mostly,
right?
I'd say.
Yeah, well, look, you've always had the one that's on an ego trip that likes to, you know, show their position of authority and might go a bit far in showing that. But in general, any dealings I've had have been good. But I haven't been in trouble. And I just, if I was so angry and bitter at everything, say I took an experience from a minority of the Garda Force, and I held that anger against the entire force, that's very wrong of me to do. There is guards out there that genuinely don't agree with a lot of things, want to do a good job, got into the force to help people, and they genuinely aspired to you know, make a difference in that role.
This
boils down to respect and how you carry yourself and how you treat people.
And I like to think that the vast majority of members of the force are there for good reason, the reason they joined in the first place. And I would imagine for most of them, that is still the reason they're there.
Yeah, and one caller there made a very good point. It's a very different Ireland. It is. And I'm sure they didn't think they were going to be in the Ireland they are today.
Yep, absolutely. All right, stay there for a moment and let me squeeze in one final call. And that's you, Jess. You're on Opinions Matter.
How are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say?
Well, after hearing those two messages, why the hell would I have respect if they're going to tear us all? That means me, Katie, you, Adrian. That's who he's calling scumbags. That's who those two are calling scumbags. How do you feel about that?
Well, he said...
You're taking on the tin fairly well, aren't you?
No. He wants him to get the Medal of Ireland.
No, what he said was, I am absolutely sick of dealing with horrible people in my job and all the troublemakers are Irish. He didn't say all the Irish are troublemakers. He said all the troublemakers are Irish. It's a big difference.
Did one of them not say that they hate all of us?
He said,
I
hate the Irish public after the stuff I've had to deal with. Yeah,
there you go, you're part of the Irish public. Katie's part of the Irish public.
Yeah, and he probably shouldn't have branded the entire Irish public the same. But can you, well, let me ask you then, Jess, forget about that guard and forget about the guard who contacted us in the first place. Have you respect for the Gardaí, yes or no?
Oh, I lost it. Well, I definitely lost it today. But if they can't even show up to a basic robbery, why the fuck should I respect them? If they can't do the basics of their job. 2 years ago, my ex was robbed in ILAC. They easily could have came down from O'Connell Street or the GPO because we had to wait for them to get the CCTV. which is enough bullshit of itself, because if a crime happens to me, why should I have to wait for the guards to get CCTV that something happened to me? They never showed up. We're waiting ages on them. So if they can't do the basics of their job, why should I respect that?
All right.
And he's there and his message being like, oh, well, your house is robbed, who are you going to call? He don't show up anyway.
All right, and let me read a message that just came in from Paul, and he says, they lose that after a while, lads. This is where I talked about, I believe that the majority of people joining on Garda Síochána join with good reason, but Paul says, they lose that after a while, lads. They become disgruntled and bitter after a few years on the force. Yeah, that may be the case. And one final message from Trevor.
What's going on, guys? Trevor here. I just want to throw me 2 cents in. That voice note you got from the guard that said do not read this message, yeah, that fellow shouldn't be a guard. He hasn't got the mentality to deal with it. And I just want to say one thing on his love for the foreign nationals, which, you know me, lads, don't give a shit who comes into this country as long as you're working abiding by your laws. But when was the last time you saw an Irish person run up to 2 guards and try and stab, well, actually successfully stab one in the back and try and stab the other? Yeah, I can't say I've ever seen that. So yeah, good luck with your love of dealing with people that want to stab you. But yeah, as I said, lads, don't care who comes here. I know most of them are abiding by the laws, but sorry, if you're coming into this country and you're not abiding by the laws, the guards should be quizzing you as much as the Irish people. And don't get me wrong, I know there is Irish scumbags, I'll never stick up for them either, but for that guy to say that, wow. Yeah, he hasn't got the mentality to be a copper in this country. Hopefully he'll lose his job sooner rather than later.
All right, Trevor, thanks very much indeed. And thank you, all of you, for your comments and opinions.
First time ever I agree with Trevor.
There you go.
First time for everything.
Yeah, thank you, Katie. Thank you to you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and it'll notify you of our next episode. We'll talk to you then.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value, and service you can trust.